At the end of the war in 1975, there were as many as 2,000 wild elephants in Vietnam. Today, there are as few as 50 elephants. Poaching and habitat loss have brought the animals to the brink of extinction. Conservationists say the only elephant group with some long-term chance of surviving in the country is located in the border area between Vietnam's Yoc Don National Park and Cambodia. However, park director Chun Van Thang says the animals' habitat is shrinking as local communities cut down the forest to grow crops and expand housing.
And another problem with the elephant now about the agriculture cultivating of the local people. And most of them, they are plant the fruit tree and many, many species like the sugar, like banana, like dragon fruit. So elephant like it a lot. Elephant come to there to eat. So that's the reason why had a big conflict between wild elephant and local people.
As habitat shrinks, elephants are becoming more aggressive, and measures traditionally used to scare them off, like lighting fires, are less effective. Tang says local people are not taught how to live with the elephants, so they often resort to violence. Many residents own guns and hunting is rife. He says he has asked his staff to pay more attention to hunting because for a long time authorities cared more about illegal logging.
I think this is a big problem for the government have to improve the capacity of the staff, even in the local authority, to help the conservation.
The ivory trade is also taking its toll. In just one province, at least 6 animals have been killed by poachers this year. 2 were found in August with their skulls mutilated and tusks sawn off. Tang says he thinks the ivory makes its way to China, where just 1 kilogram can cost thousands of dollars. Any ivory purchased after a global ban in 1989 is illegal in Vietnam, but there is still demand for the material as a symbol of wealth. Richard Thomas with the Wildlife Trade Monitoring Network Traffic says there is evidence ivory is still displayed openly despite the ban.
Traffic's received reports from a number of houses, one in particular in an affluent area of Hanoi, where very large tusks are being openly displayed on the wall. And these aren't even hidden from the view from the general public. People have seen them when, for example, the curtains are left open and the lights are on.
But for whatever reason, Thomas says, Vietnam does not seem to have gone the way of China in terms of rising demand. He also says there does not seem to be such large quantities of ivory available for sale compared to neighbouring Thailand. Increasing consumer spending and demand for ivory in China has widely been blamed for the slaughter of elephants, particularly in Africa, for their tusks. Julian Blanc analyses data on the illegal killing of elephants for a programme under CITES.
As consumers in China are acquiring more wealth and increasingly spending that wealth, the demand for ivory is basically increasing. I mean, ivory is an item that has always been very valued by Chinese people. And it seems that is really probably what is driving the trend. But of course, even if there was no demand from China, there would always be some background level of poaching.
An urgent action plan promised by the Vietnamese government in 2006 has failed to materialise because of lack of funds. The plans include building electric fences in some areas to keep elephants away from local people. The action plan runs until 2020, but conservationists say that will be far too late to save Vietnam's elephants. This is Marianne Brown for VOA News in Hanoi.